ESB Financial. Our bank is big on you.
Good morning. We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Next up, we're going to talk Pottawatomie County Commission. We've got Commissioner Dee McKee in here, and appreciate you coming out here today.
Yeah, thank you for the invite.
But you're the commission chair, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, well, make sure I get that right here. But you guys actually had a little shakeup in your schedule this week. Normally you meet on Mondays, but decided to meet Thursday because of the holiday. I imagine that was probably a big part.
Yes, exactly. It is at the end of the year we have to do all of the transfers and finalization of things. And in some ways we look forward to make sure that we've addressed what we should have last year or proceed with things that we have been in planning. And I think for me the biggest thing about being a commissioner is vision and planning for the long haul of Pottawatomie County, which has such a volatile and I guess I'll say exciting future, but it's constantly challenging to know that you're doing something today that will be appropriate for 5 years from now.
So let's get into kind of the agenda. It was a light agenda, but a lot of year-end stuff here. As far as that's concerned, what did you guys discuss?
Well, what we did is basically go through the budget and reassign money that wasn't used to the correct lines or put it into capital improvement. We spent a considerable amount of time talking about the capital improvement plans that we have had. We were going and have been planning to build a new road and bridge facility. The one we use is quite outdated. It was a WPA project, I think, originally, and it doesn't have the capacity to lift the heavy snowplow boxes, of the salt boxes, the plows, and to fix heavy equipment. And so that was a discussion that we had. We have not finalized the plans necessarily, but we had several proposals, and we moved down to one that's three large bays and probably a smaller bay that will take care of small trucks and repairs. Did not add a big planning room or meeting room on it, but decided we could probably use the existing one by some process until we get to the point where we really know that the administrative facilities are adequate. But we have it in a mental step process based on the studies that we've done and the analysis that have occurred on facilities and alignment of offices and trying to look at technology of the future, how many people will actually be needed for maybe technology, IT, graphic information systems, the drones to fly the appraisals and things like that, just trying to see whether we will do it or whether we contract it. So the conversations are pretty creative, mm-hmm. and that makes a lot of difference at the end, even though the agendas look small. It took a long time to talk through and come to the planning decisions that at least put us in a position to move forward.
All right. And where is this facility going to be located at? Or maybe it's just the same facility you used before?
The road and bridge facility will be in the vicinity of the existing road and bridge facility in Westmoreland. We have talked about it on the north end of the lot, the south end of the lot. Right now we'll probably move it to the south, but we will use where the existing, it's called the Sunflower Building, where Extension and the road and bridge offices are, will be become a bit remodeled and effectively their office until future things happen, and it may go into the general administration building. But at that point, we have other offices that are appropriate to that location. And that's really a discussion of who has to be in the administration. And in counties, generally, you do not want the health department in the main administration building, so we have discussion about that because people come in and they have illnesses.
Yeah.
The same with court services, and we've moved them into the Justice Center, which is the courthouse. We have a very new modern courthouse, and so when people say don't mess with the courthouse, we have a courthouse. That's not the problem. It's administration that we're really struggling with, but we moved the judicial officers that deal with people that have been adjudicated have to come in for visits. Parolees is probably the word most people recognize, and we've moved it into the Justice Center with the agreement of the judges for a period of time so that the persons working that with some of those people are not always in the most gentle personality, and so we don't want them in isolation serving. And that's one of them can be moved away from the courthouse in some ways because parolees don't want to, they just have to go to a place and meet those people. So the conversation's been pretty intense all year long on all of those things. Okay. That's a small part of the whole discussion, but
sure.
Key pieces.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned moving money over for the next year for capital improvement projects. Anything on the radar here that people will see early on in 2019?
We are, besides the road and bridge facility, and it's still not probably going to be in a reality for a good year by the time you clean lots and take things. Government does not move fast,
no,
no matter how much we think that. We did discuss, and we are going to have an emergency services building on Green Valley Road. Right now we've gone into a temporary location based on the fact that we are separated from Via Christi by their wish, and we did not achieve collaboration across the county lines, which always gives me pause sometimes to think that could have probably worked, but that's up to the other team on the other side of the river.
Yeah.
But we'll have a new ambulance facility put there and designed for fire and police services, and perhaps even some other services that can be kind of satellite to going up to Westmoreland in the future. But the first step would be the ambulances and their location, and then just build onto it. And it would be on it where the industrial park is on Green Valley Road. And we are going to be redoing that intersection. That is part of next year's plan. And so you'll see a lot of stakes out there changing Green Valley. That wasn't on the plan. The other things on the plan were just simply remodeling a few more offices to give them some more space, and taking a look at what needs to be done in terms of facilities in planning, and some of the money goes to that.
Okay. Well, anytime we bring up ambulance, that usually stirs up calls, so I think we got a caller waiting here on the line. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Thank you for discussing Pod County's rapid growth over here in Blue Township, and just we want to remind all our new residents that the road speed in Pod County that is not labeled is 45 miles an hour. Now, nobody knows that. Nobody pays attention to that. For instance, all the growth up Elbow Lake Road, nice paved road, just like Fletch Road going out to when we are annoyed to go get our tags out of Westmoreland, it's 55. The paved road, old military trail, over to Wamego, it's 55 miles an hour. But there are no posted signs for speed anywhere up Elbow Lake Road. And with all the expansive growth there, the construction people, that doubles the amount of people every day on that road. And it's just something that I wanted to bring to your attention. Thank you for looking after these things.
I will look into that. I know we've made the construction go further down the road and come in the non-populated area, and we even had a discussion about a new development we signed off yesterday midway between Wamego and Rockingham 3, I think, trying to keep them off of the roads. But we did, and I'm sure you're aware, internally those developments that are suburban are signed down to 20 mile an hour at the entry. I'll take a look at Elbow Creek.
Okay. Well, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back with more from Dee McKee, Pottawatomie County Chair, as we continue on In Focus, News Radio KMAN.
KMAN is keeping it local. Dollars spent locally today help build a better community for tomorrow.
It's never too cold for ice cream. Baskin-Robbins has your faves like Oreo and mint chocolate chip. Come check out our winter flavors like winter white chocolate, peppermint, and Bourbon Street pecan pie, just to name a few. Baskin-Robbins in downtown Manhattan, a Streeter family business. Our family serving yours.
Number one in every demographic in Manhattan and Riley County, reaching more people than any other radio group in the area, and a full digital and internet marketing team. Manhattan Broadcasting is ready to help you get your message to the most customers. Call today, 785-776-1350, online at Manhattan Broadcasting.
D&I Plumbing, Heating, and Air will provide honest and quality service when you need it most. From a leaky faucet to replacing your water heater, trust the experts at D&I Plumbing, Heating, and Air, your local